It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
So, happy holidays. If you've been dragging your feet, it's Christmas week, and you still haven't gotten your favorite gardener a gift.
Uh-oh.
You've got some ideas to gift our favorite garden lover. What have you got?
Yes, you know, your favorite gardener probably has hand tools that they really love. And so getting them another hand tool might be a little iffy, but they often will need carriers for those hand tools, and there's some great ones out there. There are tool totes. And these are belts that wrap around like a 5-gallon bucket, or you can wrap around your waist too, and you can carry all kinds of things. The best one that I like is called the crossbody tool bag. This has a harness on it that wraps around your shoulder, and so you can carry everything from hand tools to pruners to markers to labels to all string, whatever you need, out to the garden so you don't have to go back and forth. Now, along that same line, there are things called tub trugs, and these are these rubberized plastic containers that you can carry all kinds of materials. They come in sizes from 3.5 gallons to 20 gallons. I carry everything in these, from soil to mulch to compost to weeds to harvested vegetables to the dogs. Whatever I can get in them, I put them in there. And they're all bright colored, so you never lose them. A real simple tool, simple thing to have. Now, another nice thing to get are some gloves. And the ones I like are the ones that really fit, form fit your hand really easily. There's one type called the nitrile gloves. And these are nice because they have a sticky kind of material on the finger, so you can pick things up really easily. Yet they're as tough as leather, so they don't get punctured very easily. That's always a good thing. And then the final thing on my list, and we'll get to yours in a minute, Mary, is seed starting supplies. If the gardener in your family loves to start seeds indoors, why not get all of the accessories that they need? The pots, the soil, the markers, the labels, maybe a few unusual varieties of seeds. It'll make them really happy.
Oh, I love all of these suggestions. Mine is just sort of along the line of planning for next season's garden. We have like a really small raised bed, and we try sort of different configurations of what goes where each season. So I'm thinking like a journal with like a nature theme that we can keep track, or even write out some grid ideas of, okay, this time let's put all the lettuces on this side. And, you know, because then you can sort of plan when you're going to plant stuff and kind of dream a little bit, even when the snow is falling outside.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And it's something you can have like year after year, so you can see how things have changed and where you planted things and how you've rotated and done all of that.
We've got folks who have interesting questions for us this week, including John in Wallingford. John writes in and says, I've got a, I love how he talks about his flowers. I have several middle-aged rhododendrons. This winter, they all have very large and well-formed buds. In December, they look like they're about to bloom. Should I be concerned?
Well, even with a young, middle-aged, or old rhododendrons, you do not have to be concerned, John. I'm thinking by now, you know, this question came in a week or two ago, they've probably really shut down for the winter. And even if they did flower a little bit, and you see this happening with spring flowering shrubs like forsythia, for example, often will flower a little bit in the fall. It's not unusual, and it will not harm the plant. And by next spring, you'll still get a nice bouquet of blossoms from your middle-aged rhododendron.
Okay, the next one is more of a comment about some things that we talked about last week. We were talking about poinsettias, and we got this from Karis in Springfield. A gentle bit of feedback. And tell us a little bit more about what Karis sent in.
Well, she'd mentioned it that when I was talking about Joel Poinsett introducing the poinsettia to North America and European, I used the word discovered, and that was an unfortunate choice of words. And she was pointing that out, that, you know, this idea that these things were never really around and no one really appreciated them until the Europeans came and discovered them is really a false sense. You know, certainly the poinsettia shrub has been used for centuries down in Central America and Mexico, where it's native, not only as a decorative plant, but also for medicinal purposes too. So thank you, Karis. That was a good catch on your part and a good point that you made, that I really should have used the word introduced it to the Euro-American culture, that this is a beautiful flower.
Yeah, and we really appreciate feedback. So thank you so much for that. And if you've got questions or comments about all things gardening, you can send them to us at vpr.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.